welcome everybody again. We should have better numbers now. I want to welcome everybody again to this edition of Saturday AM Live. This is Vance Rogers, and I get to be your host. And with me this morning is Dennis Bryant from New Braunfels, Texas. And I hope I pronounced that right. There's no real way to put a southern accent on that, is there, Dennis?
No, you've done good. It's New Braunfels, Texas. It's a nice, small German community.
Yeah. And you and Nancy have lived there for quite some time, and that is the base of operations for Focus on Growth, Inc., which is an incredible tool vendor company that has supplied probably, you know, close to maybe 90% or greater of the supplies that we've used during the years. And Dennis, let's go back a little bit, and what I want to focus on, and I know Dennis is getting ready to walk into an event where he's at in Spokane, Washington right now, so we're going to really tighten this call up this morning, and for the sake of time, but tell us how you were introduced to Neekin, and let's talk about that before we go into what has taken place in your life in the last 6 months or less, because I think that's what really is a powerful story of really the magnitude of what Neekin has brought to you guys and how it literally has given you a second chance at life. But take us back to the beginning, which is, what, 15 years ago in Tulsa, Oklahoma,
yep.
I believe?
15 years ago, we were in the insurance business. We had moved to Tulsa for an insurance opportunity. And within about a month, that opportunity turned to a disaster for me. And I was actually looking through the paper and came across an ad, and in my office walked Dave Stolzfus, and I was introduced to Neekin, and Nancy did not want me to get involved in network marketing at all, and Dave wanted to put together a little book called The Getting Started Book, so we kind of walked Nancy into the opportunity that she would put the book together, and I would start doing the opportunity.
So you kind of had a covert operation to get the missus on board.
That's right, and
now,
we didn't
now,
have...
I'm curious, Dennis, and pardon me for interrupting, but this
yes.
is my style. Why was Nancy objectionable to the world of network marketing?
Well, I had been in another company and was making real good money, and overnight that company went to South America, and my income went from about $11,000 a month to zero overnight, and she didn't want me to do anything in network marketing.
So a little unstable as far as the long term.
Very. But it turned out it was the best decision that we both ever made together, because little did I know that I was going to end up in the tools business supporting Neekin distributors, but people said, can you do an audio tape and can you do a videotape? And I had every aspiration of making Royal Diamond in a couple of years. We got to gold, but the tools business was just going crazy for us, and it was just the timing was right for us, and it's just been an absolute joy because it's allowed us to meet people all over the world and friends and family. I don't think there isn't a city that I can't go to and be invited to stay with someone and just have a spectacular relationship with people all over the world.
Now, Dennis, at the beginning back then, really for you guys, was there a profound product experience, or was it more for, I mean, looking at the business, you know, opportunity?
Well, I guess you could say it was profound in that I used to have variant migraine headaches. And when I started wearing the MagSteps, kind of unbeknownst to me, those headaches went away. But it wasn't profound, but we also found that we were sleeping better on the sleep system. So, but we expected change because we had, you know, Dave had told us a few things. We had the opportunity to meet Dennis Williams right away. In fact, I went and visited Dennis and Ruth in Yakima, Washington before I ever signed on the dotted line, just kind of doing my own due diligence.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And, you know, that's what's fascinating is you go back and you think, now, wait a second, you're dealing with headaches and you're wearing something in your shoes. How in the world, because you're not exactly short in stature like I am at 5'6¾", barely, but obviously the product works, and then you said, you know, the side benefit of sleeping, having that, you know, several components of the wellness home, which we didn't even have a wellness home back then, but it was, I use the word profound, but it really is, because when you're dealing with something, and especially poor sleep, that's going to affect every other area of your life, your family, your finances, and everything, and realized all of a sudden that you don't even realize it, but wow, it's working. So,
you know, your friends and your family see changes in you, and sometimes they see them more so than yourself because you're so close to the issue.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as time went along, we've always used all of the products, and, you know, from day one, we've had a wellness home. And in traveling, especially for me, I found that if I didn't take my travel comforter with me, I suffered on an airplane. I would suffer in hotels or people's homes if they didn't have a sleep system. And that, I've got a comforter that's probably got well over 2 million miles on it from all that time.
And that's one of the great things about certain products that we have is, you know, have comfortable, so you can kind of look like Linus, you know, have blankie, will travel.
Yeah, it's always in my rollerboard.
Yeah, and, you know, why not? And that's why I tell people all the time when we get to an event, they're like, well, we're going to put you up in such and such hotel. And I'm like, you know, I don't mind if you just got a Kinko pad, you know, on your living room floor. I'll be happy as a lark. I just know. It's one of those things. A couple nights in a hotel room, and I'm a wreck. So I completely understand and agree with you. Now, what made you guys decide to relocate from Tulsa down to New Braunfels? I'm just curious. It's a little side note here.
We had lived in San Antonio before we moved to Tulsa.
Mm-hmm.
And our daughter, Willie, wanted to graduate from a Texas high school. And at about the time that Dave and Ellie Stolzfus were fixing to move back to Virginia, Sarah said, Dad, I'd really like to graduate from a Texas high school. So we said, hey, it's time.
And
it was perfect.
Yeah, well, and the beauty of that is when you're in business for yourself, not only as an Econ Wellness Consultant as a gold, but also in business for yourself running a vendor business like what you guys have done, you have that liberty and that freedom to do that.
Yeah, and timing was so important. You know, God moved us to Tulsa, I know for a fact, to meet Dave and for us to get involved. And then the timing was right for us to go back to where our kids had grown up in a community that was just north of San Antonio. So it was just right.
And I'll have to remember that, you know, God allowed me to be in Tulsa because I always tell people I served 2 years time in Dallas and another 3 years time in Tulsa. They're like, well, you were in prison? No. I just, coming from Oregon where we don't have humidity, it's hard to learn how to live with it. But we won't get on that because people will start accusing me of bashing the South, which I do on a regular basis, but I just won't on the call. Let's talk about what has taken place. You literally had a derailment, if I can call it that.
I actually had a train crash.
Let's talk about what was the name and how it all came about. Give us the specifics.
Well,
on this.
In a short period of time as possible, last October I was facing a medical crisis. A tumor was discovered in my lower abdomen, and as any wife would force her husband to go to a physician, I went. We had a CAT scan. It was determined I had a rather large mass. They told me I needed to have it removed. And I went in and had surgery done, and about a week and a half after the first surgery, they were taking the staples out of my incision, and they said, Dennis, we have some bad news. Pathology report has come back, and you have what is known as a gastrointestinal stromal tumor. What does that mean? Well, you need to go to another surgeon and a cancer physician and see what your courses of action are. First thing we did was go to the internet, look up what gastrointestinal stromal tumor, and we went into information overload. Scared us to death. We went to another physician. He said, you do need to have this out, and by the way, if you don't have something done with this in 2 or 3 months, you're going to be dead because it has a high fatality rate. It affects about 20 people out of a million. Well, that just takes the wind right out of your sails.
I guess so.
And Nancy and I are very, very positive people, and we're very, very faith-oriented. And we said, God, where do we go? What do we need to do now?
Now, were they at that point, Dennis, did they give you, for lack of a better word, a death sentence? Did they say?
This physician, that's what I was looking right in his eyes, and he said, Dennis, if you do not do something with this, you need to get your affairs in order because in 2 to 3 months max, this will suffocate you and kill you.
2 to 3 months.
Yeah. And that was in January.
Yeah, okay, so we're talking 6-7 months ago.
Yes.
Okay.
So here you think that you are so healthy and you're in your just prime years, you got grandkids and life is good. And it's like, whoa, what happened here? So now we go get a second opinion, and the surgeon says, Dennis, here's what we're going to do. We're going to remove your stomach. We're going to remove your spleen. We're going to remove your pancreas. And I said, what kind of life can you have with that? And he says, well, you'll be able to eat 12 to 14 times a day. And I just said, that's not a very good option. So I went to several other friends. I started taking some different Chinese herbs. I was taking some alternative products to supposedly shrink the tumor. And I was in and out of the hospital with some related illnesses, and also I was diagnosed as being diabetic because during the first surgery they had kind of messed around with my pancreas. So I was taking insulin on a regular basis. And so my life turned upside down.
Literally, because you're already using everything that you can, that Nikan has to offer, as far
that's
as,
right.
Like we said, the wellness home technologies and products.
Yep.
So you have to take it up a notch. I mean, you literally have to add another layer of wellness and look at other options because of something, and as you said, 20 in 1 million. So that's, what is that? My brain is, it was 1 in 50,000 people, basically,
well,
right?
The odds weren't real good.
Right,
but
no,
again,
obviously.
But again, faith kept us going, and I went into the hospital and had another CAT scan. And over this period of time, too, I had almost 31 CAT scans, and I can't tell you how many blood pulls I had. And this last CAT scan, which was the end of January, they said, gosh, your tumor has shrunk by 2/3. We need to revisit this. And I went to another surgeon, and he said, probably will only have to remove half your stomach and maybe your pancreas because this type of tumor generally attaches to the pancreas and to the gastrointestinal walls. The long and the short, I had surgery February 22nd. They said I'd be in the hospital a couple of weeks. I ended up half my stomach removed. And after about 4 days after recovery, my physician came in one night late and he said, we need to talk. He said, you're 60 years old, and I have never had a patient that has what I call the most awesome-looking internal organs. He said, you look like you're in your mid-20s. And he said, you're recovering so fast, you're probably going to get out of here in a week. And he said, it just doesn't make sense. What are you doing?
What was the usual recovery time for someone like that?
2 to 3 weeks.
2 to 3 weeks, okay.
Yep. And this was on the 4th day, and I got out of the hospital on the 7th day. They couldn't, and the nurses would come in, and they were kind of shocked at my recovery method. I have to say that Nancy had brought in a Kinko seat that I kept under me on the bed, because that was the less obtrusive things to use. I kept drinking pie water in the hospital that Nancy would bring in. And I also kept taking my lactoferrin and, lots of immunity, because there's lots of bugs in the hospital.
Sure.
And the physician and my healthcare providers would just come in and kind of shake their heads at me. And the long and the short of the story was, they also told me that I wouldn't be eating normally for about 6 months. I get home, I'm eating 6 meals a day, and within a week, I was out eating Mexican food again and not having any troubles. I went in a week and a half afterward to get my staples removed, and my physician just kept shaking his head and says, I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it, he said, because I've never seen anybody recovering like you. Mm. Now, I'm gonna fast forward to 2 weeks ago. I went to my oncologist, and he said, Dennis, you know, your blood work, your CAT scan, your x-rays, everything looks good. I'm shocked. Keep doing what you're doing. And I'm living proof that prayer works, definitely works, and that thank goodness I was using all of the Nikan products because it's definitely affected my life. I'm out doing what I love best again, going to Nikan events. But then, I'm going to digress, Dave Stolfus came down a couple of months ago and just wanted to visit, see how his friend was doing, and we just sat and talked, and one thing led to another, and we started talking about, you know, trying to connect my story to other people's, and we know so many stories out there, and how Nikan used to be, and connecting testimonies, product testimonies to people. And we thought, well, hey, why don't we do some CDs? And all of a sudden, next thing you know, we come up with a thing we call the connector box. So then I've started calling people, getting testimonials from them. If, you know, you want to talk to somebody with, there was a car salesman, an insurance salesman, maybe somebody has a child with ADD or ODD. And there's so many medical terms that I've heard that people have that the Nikan products have helped. It's just been fabulous. And then one of the common threads is most people have ended our interview saying they feel younger by 10, 20, or 30 years.
Much like the doctor said about you as far as from the inside out.
Yeah.
You know, they're saying. Now, when you, as you just said, you made a comment like Nikan used to be. Now, why, in your opinion, going, you know, because we've been at this 15 years plus now, why is it that you feel that we've missed that connection as far as testimonies? Because I've done, oh my goodness, how many CDs on this call where we're doing is just one testimony after the other, and yet we'll go to wellness previews or Nikan events, expos, conventions, whatever, and we'll hear people share their testimonies. Where do you see that? How did we get sidetracked, or how did we miss it? What's been the hang-up where we've not been capturing these testimonies that literally, as you're saying, that you're getting them on CD? And I want to talk a little bit more about what...
I got involved in this years ago because someone got me to using MagSteps in the sleep system, and I had, in my own way, a product experience, and then I talked to other people about the products, got them to have a product experience, and when we would have an event or gathering, we shared testimonies.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about the business, but the majority of the meeting and what was going on was what the products were doing, and there was such a passion, and there was such a love of caring about people, and over periods of time, that has kind of disappeared. I mean, it's not gone, but it's not the same that it was.
Sure.
I think we got more involved in the business and less involved with the people.
There we go. Okay. And see, and that's always a good point of reference, because those of us who have been at this for a while, we forget that we get so excited about, oh, okay, well, man, I just got a check for $1,200, and, you know, and so we make a detour off of the path that we're on, and being excited and passionate about introducing people to what we have, the environment. And, you know, I think I need to point out here is that the condition that you had, you can't all of a sudden, you know, when life throws you a curveball, and if you did not have Nikan, you can't go out and say, okay, what are the things that I should put in my home? Because your brain doesn't think that way. You're in crisis mode. You're looking for somebody to toss you a life ring, you know, off the ship, because you don't want to be, you know, drowning anymore. And you're not thinking about, okay, I need to get a sleep system. I need to get some water products. I need to get some insoles in my shoes. I need to hook up with some nutritionals. Our minds aren't trained to think that way. But when you have that environment, it's a different story.
Oh, I know that if I had not been using all of my Nikan products and the nutritionals, the lifestyle that Nancy and I decided to do, I probably wouldn't be on this call today, because it just made a lifestyle change. I was with my son and daughter-in-law and grandbabies 2 weeks ago. We'd gone to Corpus Christi to see my daughter. And we're having dinner, and both Michael and Angie said, you know, Dad, you're really different than when you first went in the hospital when we first diagnosed this cancer. You seem to be more alive, more alert, and really sharing with people. And we were just so thankful that you have gone through this experience. What do you think it is? And I said, you know, I think it's because I have such a greater appreciation for life, family, and it's made a profound effect on me, the way I look and see and hear people, because that's so true.
Well, you've been given, and I'm not a golfer, but I've heard the term mulligan. You know, you've been given a do-over,
yep.
Another round at it. So, and most people in their 40s go through a midlife crisis, and it's not that you went through a crisis of your own choosing. However, you did, as you said, a train wreck, and you get to do it over again. And I can understand that passion coming. So, what you're doing then with the what do you call it? Nikan in a box? Testimony in a box?
Yeah, we call it the connector box.
The connector box.
And it allows people to reach out and connect with people. When we put these together, I was sending the CDs to Dave Stolfus, and Dave would listen to them and just make his comments about them, and we started tiling them then. And then this thing has been growing, and, of course, one of my closest friends is Stephen D. Stevens, and Stephen would be very honest and tell me what he thought about it. And I sent him the packet, and you know what he said. In fact, I don't even know if he's on the call today with me, but he had I thought he was going to come through the phone because he was so excited about what this could do.
Sure. So basically, not as an infomercial, because I don't want to go down that road, but basically
right.
what you've done is you've captured people's stories, and even the passion of what you just shared. Are you categorizing then, putting several people with the same story onto one CD, or
no?
No.
What we have done is in this box right now, there's 35 CDs, and it lists various job titles that people have. Maybe a car salesman, maybe a mortgage banker, maybe it's somebody that had dialysis problems. Maybe it was somebody that had foot problems. Maybe it's a surgeon. Maybe it's an RN. So that as you're out conducting life, maybe you're in looking at a car, you're wanting to get your Nikan car, you're having your dreams or aspirations. I've got an awesome CD that we did with Dennis Williams, because you know he started out as a car salesman.
Sure.
And then I've got
these are what, 20, 25, 30 minutes long, or
they vary anywhere from 10 to 20 minutes long, because I wanted just to meet him. And so in this little box that you get in, it looks like a lunch kit. There are these 35 CDs, but then we put some other CDs and DVDs in there to give you background information.
Uh-huh.
The wellness resource CD. Botanis did a double DVD set that goes through all of the Nikan products and demonstrates them.
Okay, so basically, and here's where I'm going to step on some toes, and my own included, is basically what you've done is we have gone back to the mode of we have, as Valerie Aloisio said, who was one of our guests previously on this call, leading with the need when you're in conversation with somebody or when you're going out there doing life like you just mentioned. You have something tailored for the need of the person you're talking to, rather than using a typical cookie-cutter method, saying, nope, this is all I use, this is all I give people, and this is my screening process, and if they can't relate to this, you know, book how to make, you know, $10,000 a month in your first, you know, 3 months in a network marketing opportunity, if they can't relate to that, then I just don't have time for them. And
yeah.
Instead of throwing people to the side and going through a massive amount of numbers, we actually have the opportunity to build relationship and rapport and find out what that person is looking for, so we're not trying to sell watermelons to somebody who's looking for sunflower seeds.
Yeah, and a prime example was I flew into Seattle on Wednesday and drove to Spokane. As I was sitting at the car rental place at the airport Thursday morning, I'm sitting there, and there was a gentleman and his wife and family there, and he was from Coeur d'Alene. And he's in the real estate business, but his wife is a car salesman. And we were talking about what we did, and I reached in my bag and just happened to have one of my connector tapes by Dennis Williams. And I gave it to them, and his wife said, I'm going to listen to this. And I get a phone call about an hour and a half on my trip going to Spokane, and it was the gal, and she said, hey, is this for real? And I said, man. And she said, well, we're going to Hawaii, and we get back, can we talk? And I said, yeah. And so how simple was that?
Well, you know, that's the bottom line because, you know, how often do we forget that, you know, let me tell you a quick story to, I guess, prove the point that on Thursday mornings I am involved in a community food recovery program called the Helping Hands, and we go gather, there's 24 drivers, that we go gather food from different grocery stores that is, you know, close to the pull date or past the pull date, and we bring it back to the Grange, we sort it, and people come and they, twice a week, and they give $5 and they can take, you know, 3 grocery sacks. It's a great food recovery program. Well, our oldest daughter, McKenna, went with me with another gal that was helping me on Thursday on the run, and we're going from store to store to store, 7 different stores that I pick up from, and about the 6th or 7th store, McKenna looks at me and she says, Daddy, you know all these people. You remember all their names. And I said, Ken, there's a point to that. If we can remember the point of connection, if we can remember at least the person's name, then they're going to give us the world. And I said, you know, and as a 9-year-old's perspective is, oh, okay. And I kept thinking to myself later that day, this is really what Nikan is all about. If we can remember what people are looking for and connect with them, then all of a sudden we've got, and Nikan takes on a whole facet of different opportunities. But we have to connect the right one to their need. And, you know, do you think that gal would have called you so quickly if you would have handed her, you know, I don't know, a Listening for Success book or, you know, the napkin presentation, you know, the 45-second, whatever, you know, all these things? I mean, do you think honestly think that she would have connected? Or
no, I think the key thing to it was a car salesman.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's kind of like me in that I came from an insurance background, and I've gone through this health challenge. And what this is doing for me now as I'm doing these interviews is the passion that I'm hearing from people. I so want to connect people that are looking for something that will make it simple for people to get them involved in the business, because I really think that is what I'm looking at, why I had this health challenge. It redirected me, and I'm so thankful that as Dave and I got together and this issue became what it has become, it's growing day by day, because I think before long I'm going to have over 150 testimonies.
Oh, sure.
And I'm getting calls, I'm getting emails from people, and I'm hearing things that all these Nikan products, the lifestyle is affecting, and people want to share it.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to share this with people, and that's where connecting is so important.
Sure. Oh, absolutely. Now, Dennis, what do you do when you got, like you said, you know, 30, 35 different CDs or different tools in this box, this connector box?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what do you do when you've just handed this one to the gal? So do you have more of the car salesman, I mean the Dennis Williams interview in there, or do you have to restock it? Or
people ask me what just that exact question, and the key is, as you go through and start using these, you're obviously going to want to restock some extras, because you can do that. And if people come to us, they can purchase additional ones, and in quantities, they get a really good price break.
Okay.
And you know, everybody has their own level of comfort.
Mm-hmm.
And some people are going to have natural aspirations to go towards somebody that's maybe got a sick child. Well, we've got all kinds of testimonies about kids.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe they've got somebody that's business-oriented. We've got a number of CDs for businesses. And so everybody's going to have their own comfort zone, but with 35 in there, you've got some pretty good choices to make.
Sure, sure. Sure. Now, obviously, you know, here's the commercial part. People can go to focusongrowth.com, 3 words again together, kind of like growing and wellness, just mash them all together. And, you know, I know that this message will be available at Growing and Wellness for people to hear. So I'm now connecting to another one, and people are like, oh, this is going to be a conflict of interest. Isn't, you know, Brad and Beth going to get upset? Well, we're all one big family, and we'll figure out a way to make it work. But bottom line, folks, is having something together all in one really does make it a neat not neat, not necessarily neat, but just a simple way to do what we should be doing anyways, and that is connecting people with something that they'll relate to. So,
if I could say one thing, if people want to find out what's listed in there, they can go to the website, and the item code is just CD500, and look at the titles.
Okay.
And I mean, there's some awesome titles, and you'll recognize some of the people. And a lot. And what's been fun about this is, a lot of these people that I'm interviewing, people have never heard of. And that's another phenomenal aspect of this, because their stories need to be heard.
Oh, no, exactly. And I got a call a few days ago from my mom, and she said, "Vance, I just got a phone with Ron and Lynn Dillman, and they're so excited. They've got a gentleman who was, I can't remember how much. I want to say he had lost like 40 pounds just on the using the Pymag water, as you know, increasing his water consumption." But she said that's not the exciting part. The real exciting part, you know, he may have lost 40 pounds, but his son, I believe she said it was son, had lost 30 pounds. Now here's a kid, a child that's dealing with obesity, who's dropped 30 pounds just from utilizing water, the Pymag water, because you know the body craves it, and all of a sudden they're realizing that hey. You know, and to be able to capture that, so don't worry, folks, I'll get them on a call. Being that childhood obesity right now, the statistics are just mind-boggling and staggering. So, again, we capture that, and then we're able to connect that with other people. And it's hard to hand somebody a CD and say, hey, I noticed your kid's fat. We can figure out a way to do it.
I want to say something, too. I really appreciate what Brad and Beth do. They're really good friends, and there's no conflict between what he does and we do, because we're both serving the Neakin public. And these calls, I mean, I'm probably one of his biggest customers, because we buy a lot of his CDs, so when I'm out traveling, people can get them and they save the shipping. So I just want people to know that. He and I have no conflict. We're the best of friends.
Well, and this is something that's not new to any of us. And I remember, Dennis, however many years ago it was, you sitting at our dining room table interviewing Stacy and I on a series you and Nancy put together called, was it Roadways or Pathways? Roadways to Success or something?
Roadways to Success, that's it.
And I remember we were so incredibly nervous, and McKenna was just, a few months old, if that, and crawling around someplace. But I think we just finished our first remodel, and you were such a natural at it, and then I think back and I listen to some of those interviews, I'm like, you know, this would be fun. And here now, 5-6 years later, I'm doing the same thing every Saturday morning. Of course, I'm killing some people on the West Coast, forcing them to wake up at, 7 a.m., but that's all right. But, Dennis, I want to thank you, not only for sharing your story about what you endured and went through successfully, I might add, and are on the upper side of things with
it was gastrointestinal stromal tumor, G-I-S-T.
Okay, G-I-S-T. So if you know anybody that has experienced that or is going through that, well, get them to listen to this interview. And call Dennis. It's a simple number here, you guys, and it hasn't changed since when I lived in Tulsa. Simply 800-496-8508 is the number to Focus on Growth, or you can simply go on focusongrowth.com. That's on the web. So we'll check it out. The connector box, you said it's item code number 500?
CD500.
CD500. So the letters C and D and 500. Pretty simple, and it's the connector box series. And Dennis, I'll thank you in advance because I haven't had a chance to listen to them yet or see them yet, but I'm going to. But I will thank you in advance for taking the time to put all that together, because I know it's going to be huge for people who are just looking for that edge. Because we do it all the time anyways, but this way it puts it all into one place. And it's the same thing that I mentioned at the beginning of the call, that when you have an ongoing supply of resources at your fingertips, you're never without, just like what Dennis just shared of being in an airport. You're never without, and it's not being forward. It's just simply, you know, I've got this. Why don't you give it a listen to? And when the timing is everything, and when people are looking and they relate to a story that relates to them, then all of a sudden, boom. So,
Vance, thank you for the opportunity, and you and all the listeners have a very blessed day, and I'm going here with the crowd of folks gathering for the Spokane Expo.
Have a wonderful weekend yourself, Dennis, and thanks again. And I want to remind everybody that next Saturday that Sheila, doggone it, my brain just checked out there for a second. Maria Stewart will be with us, and don't want to miss that testimony call about MS.